Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Wasn't surprising the other night at the track regional to see the city schools, North and South, dominate, taking 13 total titles that the girls now will take with them to the state out at Hayes Track at IU a week from today. North grabbed 9. Jill Rensink's Southsiders 4. What's impressive among South's state contingent are 3 freshman individual qualifiers. Ellie Beretta, 400 champ. Also on the mile and 2 mile relays, high jumper Violet Hall. Distance standout Jasmine Martolio. Certainly not competing like freshmen.
They kids have just worked so hard this year. We got a great crop of freshmen that came in who have just given us the depth that we haven't had before. And then our returning upperclassmen, you know, when you have these fast freshmen come in, they have to step up, and they've really stepped up. They just had, just across the board, a really, really great group of kids who've worked hard together. They're very excited. They're ready to kind of put it all out there and see what happens.
That is South girls track and field coach Jill Rensink. Freshmen, a big part of the spring success for Bloomington South as they head to the big show, the state championships, next week. Our thought for this Friday: whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, it was a no-go for the Hoosiers Thursday out in Omaha. Iowa scored the final 8 runs in the game as the Hoosiers squandered a 4-1 lead after 6 innings. Hawks imploded the Hoosier bullpen, and they sent Jeff Mercer's club into a loser's bracket game later today against Michigan, coached, of course, by former Hoosier skipper Tracy Smith. The Hoosiers got plenty of mileage from ace Luke Sennard, 6 innings, 1 unearned run, 5 hits, 5 strikeouts. But boy, relievers Craig Yoho, Connor Foley, and former Edgewood Mustang Luke Hayden got lit up. Collectively, 3 innings, 6 hits, 8 runs, all of them earned, 4 walks. Foley taking the loss. 7 of the last 10 Hoosier hitters struck out, including 6 in a row spanning the 7th and 8th innings.
I thought we got emotional and frustrated and kind of acted, chasing pitches that we typically don't. And so, but there was also some times from us that we didn't do a good enough job late once we lost the lead of just controlling the things that you can control, as cliche as it sounds, and just managing your at bat.
The Hoosiers now 41-17, got to beat Michigan later today, and then beat Iowa twice on Saturday to reach the Big Ten title game on Sunday. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.